It's Nick Mesny here speaking with Andy Morrison after the Nomads 1-1 draw with Llandudno now today. Andy, considering the way you started the first half, a frustrating result just only to get the 1 point there today?
Yeah, I think so, Nick. You know, I think when you start the way we did and you had the opportunities and the balls in the box, you know, we've got to take them chances. And, you know, I think if you can get the second goal, then, you know, it becomes a different kind of game. But, you know, we caused them enough problems and we got the goal, but, you know, we need to look at our movements on the crosses and where areas that people are hitting, because we're putting numerous crosses into the box and, you know, it doesn't seem to be the movements right. So, I mean, that's something that we looked on training on there Thursday, and it didn't come off today. I think it's a communication thing. I think we've got to have a better communication on people making runs into certain areas and boxing off the second ball that comes out. But, you know, Nathan Wolfe had a big impact in losing him, because, you know, we were causing them problems down the left and we were stretching them, which then opened their midfield, and we managed to find gaps in their midfield. And then, you know, we had Ryan Wignall down the right-hand side who tormented them, you know, for the first half an hour and caused them all sorts of problems. Now, once we lost that width from Nathan, you know, it compacted the midfield, and to be fair, you know, they had the upper hand in there, and, you know, it's quite effective what they do, you know, with Toby Jones and Mark Williams. It's like two tens who come in and create overloads in midfield, and, you know, what you have to do is when you get the ball back, you have to punish them, you know, and you've got to make sure you get the first pass right, and if you get that right, then, you know, the next pass is normally you're threading one of your wide men in or you're in on goal. And that's what was evident in the first half, where the second half we just couldn't get the first pass right, you know, whether it wasn't people showing, whether people were willing to get on the ball. But you know, it stood out for me in the second half that every time we won the ball back, we looked to go to Wildy in the first movement, and in the first half we were willing to go ball into midfield and then move it from there and cause them problems. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of been an eventful week or so, you know, and it's no bad thing to get a point, because you know, I thought Llandudno did well.
As you say, getting the point there, it does also keep us within touching distance of the top two of TNS and Cardiff Met as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's going to be, like I said a month ago, it's going to be a long season. You know, our first aim is 30 points, and, you know, we're now on 20. You know, we're 10 points away from, you know, getting into that, cementing your top six, which 30 points has shown over the last few years. So that's our only goal at the moment. You know, disappointing not to win the game, but you know, I think it would have been unfair on Llandudno if we'd won, and that would have been unfair on us if they'd won. You know, so I think a point's probably a fair result.
And next Sunday, now you travel down to Barrytown United. Obviously, be looking for a similar result to what you got down south last weekend against Carmarthen.
Yep. You know, I watched them today, and they move the ball well again. And you know, it'll be a tough game, but you know, we've got a game Tuesday night, so we'll try and you know, there'll be a lot of changes for that. Probably, you know, 6, 7, 8 changes for Tuesday night, and then, you know, when we'll try and keep things as fresh as we can and train Thursday, and then, you know, we'll go and have a go at Barry, somewhere that, you know, my first time going there, so I'm looking forward to it. And you know, I think all in all, it's been a you know, it's been a good couple of weeks. You know, we've taken some good results, and we remain unbeaten at home. So, you know, it's been a decent evening.